Good afternoon again. I think we start. We will have a recording of this call in order to make for transcript purposes. As a start, I like propose to go just along the room and introduce yourself. Ian, could you start?
Ian John from TWNIC.
Eduardo Diaz, ISO Puerto Rico, North American Palo.
Ron Sherwood, .vi.
Ilir Bazlyankov, CORE.
I'm Tony Harris from Cabace, Argentina, and from the ISP constituency.
Thank you.
I'm George Sarisic from Ghana.
Hi. Hi, this is Xin Chao from DAT Asia. I'm the GNSO liaison to this group.
All right, Boss Rinko, I can staff support.
Sokola Gio, CCNSO Council.
Sorry, I'm John Lawrence from Oz Registry, the .au registry operator.
Catherine Reynolds from CIRA, the .ca operator.
Heather Forrest from the GNSO IPC.
Henry Chen from .hk.
Martin Simon, SIDN.
Lisa Lindberg, the Norwegian representative of the GAC, but we don't have an official position on who's going to represent us in this group, but we would like to. We will have to wait for that. We haven't got the time yet.
So
okay.
That will be a question just afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
Annabeth Lange, .no.
Martin Boyle from Nominet, the .uk operator.
And Paul Schindler from .au.
Gabriela Schittek, CCNSO Secretariat. And we also have two people on the phone. Leo, could you introduce yourself?
Leo Mother from .mpq.
So he's from .mw, Malawi. And we also have George. Could you introduce yourself?
I introduced myself. I said George Esarefeti from Ghana.
Could you repeat where you're from?
Okay. Ghana, Africa. Ghana.
I'm sorry, Ghana.
Good morning. I'm Joke Brake from URIT, the .eu registry.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm Joke Brake from URIT, the .eu registry.
Thank you very much. I have, first of all, a bit on the agenda. Unfortunately, Becky isn't here. She was supposed to do the, as co-chair, she should run it, but yeah. As she's not here, I'll take on that role again. So we have one major issue, a nomination for a chair for this working group. Preferably because this is a CCNSO working group, a CCTLD related person. Is there any nomination, or do we have to wait and after this meeting we'll approach? I can do both ways.
Bart, this is Paul Schindler from .au for those on the phone. We'd had some discussions before this, and if it was a suitable arrangement, I was looking to nominate and do that in conjunction with Becky. I believe that she was willing to stay on in that role, so that way we've got a co-chair status, such that if we have an event like this that arises again, or teleconferences don't suit, then one or either of us could assist there. Ably happy to hold the pen as well. We'll admit to not being that much across the work of the group study group to date, but hopefully that won't impose too much on my commitment otherwise.
Thank you. So I take it this working group agrees that Paul will act as chair/co-chair of this working group, because then I can propose this to the council as a nomination of the working group, and he can appoint it as such, and then we are on the road to save. The second point, and that's a relief, by the way. The second point is probably because we have some members I haven't seen, just a quick overview of what the purpose of this working group is, and based on that, then we can start the question regarding the GAC participation as well, and then we can go into something more substantive. So the purpose of this working group was to provide an overview of the relevant policies within the ICANN arena. So that's both it's going to be GNSO and CCNSO policy, or GTLD and CCTLD related policies relating to the use of country and territory names as TLDs. So that would mean, say, the new GTLD process is already such a policy, and, say, the current CCTLD policy on the delegation of country codes is such a policy as well. You could argue the fast track is such a policy, and probably, and it will be, say, one of the future policies will be the overall policy on the delegation of on the selection of IDN CCTLD strings. Again, that is related to the use of country names. So that was the first task, role, activity of this working group. So coming up with an overview. So it's not analyzing it, just providing an overview. I'll go into the status a little bit later on. The second task, according to the mini charter, is to try to define a kind of typology of kind of country names. Yesterday at the GAC I gave some examples, but you can extend it as far as you want to know. But you have, say, the category of, say, one category of country names would be the two letter codes, like all the two letter codes. It's a reference to, say, the name of the name of countries in the ISO 3166 code. So that's one typology of looking at it. A second, so that's just as an example. The second group might be the full official or short official name of a country. So that's what's on the UNGGN list or what's on the ISO list. So that's the second group of country names. A third category could be something like the translations of these official names in all official languages of the world. That's probably another example. And you could end up with, say, maybe that's a relevant category as well, historical names for countries and territories, or nicknames, whatever. The reason for doing this is because we country names are used in all different environments and for all different type of purposes. And going back, so that's the second objective or task of this working group, coming up with this typology, categorization, however you want to call it. And then the next step would be to understand how the policies that were identified apply to these different categories of country names, and whether or not the current policies whether or not there needs to be recommendations of the working group to deal with them. So at the meeting, I think it was in San Francisco, and I will send it around again with all the new members, I devised a chart. It's a kind of decision tree, just looking at country names from the fast-track perspective. Yeah, that's the one. And the it's like one of these, how do you call it, games. Yeah, it's a mind chart. No, but it's one of these games.
Those decision trees?
Yeah. And what you do, what you end up if you have a, probably if you have a what I would call a complete policy, all end nodes in that decision tree, there should be rules around it, or clear where you end up. And if you start using this, say, for the different policies, then you see where there are loopholes, and maybe, and that is the ultimate task of this working group, come up with a recommendation to the CCNSO Council, but probably to the broader stakeholder group, say what needs to be done as a next step to deal with these loopholes in the existing policies, if there are any loopholes. So that is the overview of what this working group is, or study group is supposed to do. It doesn't need to come up with solutions, but it's more identifying issues in the current policies and potential future policies of dealing with country names and et cetera. And the type of solutions could be, CCNSO initiate a PDP on the definition of what is a country code. I hope it doesn't end up that way, but it could be something like this. Or, and the other extreme would be, please maintain the current restriction in the African guidebook of not using official country and territory names as a new GTLD. That could be another one, a recommendation, going up to resolve some of the issues. So, but that's way ahead. Okay, where are we at this stage? Just before the last call, which unfortunately I couldn't attend, but I will resend it as a starting point. As staff support, I provided an overview of what I think are the current and potential future policies that needs to be updated as a result of this meeting, because in there I've listed the African guidebook and everything else, the new GTLD process, still as a future policy. So fortunate for those who are interested, it's not anymore, but that's something else. So, and what I've done is not copied the full-blown African guidebook, but only the sections which are relevant on the use, and at the high level on the use of country names as TLDs. What I've also done, for instance, is reference to the current rules for delegation, redelegation of CCTLD, so the two letter codes, and what's also included is the relevant section of the potential overall policy for IDN CCTLDs and the existing rules for the fast track. And there are some additional rules. I will resend that document, update it, resend it, and I would say one of the and that was the request at the time to the working group, please check whether you think this is complete, because then we have a starting point and we got the first one done. Okay. I think for the second one, and that's something to maybe to discuss and do a little bit brainstorming about, is how does this working group want to approach the typology of country names? That is the second one, so we got one already, semi-done. The second one will be a very difficult one, and that needs the input from all the members of the working group, and maybe somebody has a brilliant idea that we all can lay back and say, okay, it's solved already. But that will be the second one. And the third one would, as I said, would be applying the rules to this typology, but I think that is post-Dakar. So based on today's meeting, I would suggest, say, have a bit of brainstorming. Based on that input, I will devise, with the two chairs, will devise a kind of work plan for this working group moving forward to Dakar, and then we can set up, say, regular meetings, etc., based on that work plan. Okay. That is a bit of the overview and status. We have one more open issue. Is there was an invitation to the GAC, whether or not they wanted to participate in whatever manner they wanted to in this working group, or in this study group, I would say. And I will if you want to, I explain the difference a bit. But unfortunately, you were here and you have some news on that path. So that would be good.
No, I really don't have any news on that part. There are countries who want to, representatives from different countries, I think, who want to participate from the GAC.
Yes.
We just didn't have the time to discuss it. We're drowning ourselves in the communique, so Heather hasn't, because we should have an official position of who is representing the GAC in this group, and we have to have that. That is what I said. I will just stay in the listening this time, and then we will just go and ask Heather if it is okay if we join, and also ask if there are other countries who want to join. And I think it will be. So it will be sorted, but just we didn't have the time.
That's good. And the only our thing that needs to be clarified as well, and that's why it's a bit tricky. I think in this working group, it would be, how should I phrase it? It would be good if people with experience in governmental approaches would provide input, and not at the level that they represent the position of their country, but say there is a liaison with the GAC, so the GAC knows, is aware of what's going on. So if people from, I'll phrase it now a bit more bluntly, if people from the GAC want to participate and say, give their, from their expert opinion, want to provide input, it is, say, as not as a full member of the GAC, but it's only on at an individual level. But we need, say, the views of say, people with expert knowledge of how governments treat country names.
Yeah, you know, as a liaison for the GAC, you can never talk on behalf of the GAC anyway. You know, so it will be, as you said, an experience from what we have been discussing in the GAC, for how we see it in the GAC and so on. And also, different countries in the GAC have different opinions, of course. And also, we have different focus on this one. Norway has been quite into the geo discussion because we made this report, as you said, the Norwegian government, and on how on the protection of national interest in regard of using geo names as new GTLDs. But I see that you have the typology of country names that has not been discussed at all in the GAC. No.
And
it needs to be done in this group, I see that.
Yeah. And this typology, and because this group will develop this typology, it is very important to have at least perspective of some people who are dealing with GAC matters. That's the way I best can phrase it, and it's, I think, the best way to provide input into the GAC. That will be the role of the liaison.
Yeah, because the typology, we saw that the typology of the name was very, very important when it comes to city names and the ISO list names and so on, because we were constantly being met with the ICANN board said, what kind of name, do you want protection for all names? Is it possible? We had to get a precise definition of what we wanted for protection. Of course, we wanted more, but we got what we had in the bag now. The typology is very, very important. Otherwise, you will not go anywhere.
And
thanks, this is Chin again. And as a GSO liaison, I'm not sure I should talk more, but just to probably on that particular topic, I'm seeing this. The name of this working group is a study group of using the usage of the country names and territory names. I'm pretty sure, right? And also, I'm seeing a possibility of learning from the experience of not only the GAC itself, but the observer or of the GAC, those intergovernmental treaties or organizations, how those like WHO, WTO, IOC, how those intergovernmental organizations, when they have a meeting or they have any activities, how this organization use a particular way to have a country to be represented, to be representing in that particular, organization. I mean, for most of the country, you will probably not find this could be a problem or issues, but for country names that in the dispute, in the dispute status, that could be where you can look at how their names can be actually handled. I'm not sure. I'm getting my point being understood. So, but
yeah.
Because I will need to run for the GNSO wrap-up session. So this is not a GNSO consensus, but I'd like to just express that we have discussed about GNSO is aware of the initiation of this group, but there's a discussion about whether this group will extend this concern or keep an eye, just go beyond the ISO 31666-1 Alpha 2 to the Alpha 3 list, which is the three-letter codes, country names. So that could be an area of interest where the GNSO could, at least at this moment, could be a very, interested topic for the existing players and also the new applicants, which their codes, the three-letter codes, could fall into on the Alpha 3 list.
As a starting point, we have the applicant guidebook as it is today, where ICANN themselves have listed up what they consider as a country and territory name. And the Alpha 3 code is there. And it's a lot of other things as well. So as I see it, you say how to use it or not use it. Should we take it out and leave it as it is and continue with the exception that ICANN has done in the applicant guidebook for forever or for now and see how it turns out with the new GTLDs and the other GOTLD? Or should it be the same rule as for the other GTLDs that you have to have a support from the government? Should that list be extended? As the board said, this is not complete. It's a list that kind of, some of it, of the options are taken in, some are not. So I suppose that GNSO might have other interest in this than we have. I see that. So we'll discuss further, of course, but I think the list here is a good starting point.
And I think that's why, if you go back to the charter of this study group, that's why first it's a bit of a fact-finding mission. The first two-step is try to come up with, say, how could you qualify different types of country names, because I think otherwise it becomes directly too much of a use-focused discussion. And the first step needs to be, so how can you distinguish between them? Or not at all, that could be the outcome as well. Any questions on the bit more procedural part of the meeting? So just to recap, fortunately we have a nomination for a chair and a co-chair, so that's good. I will resend the overview of the policies to this working group. Probably what is a good idea is those who are not subscribed yet to the list, that they contact Gabby. Otherwise they won't receive the documents. And the third one is, the next work item will be the typology. And I think maybe either Paul, you want to take it from here, knowing what is requested, is how could we proceed on developing such a typology? And what are the options? Okay, thank you.
If everybody else is happy with that, just for the duration of this meeting, I'd be quite happy for Bart to continue.
there are a couple possibilities here, I would say. One of the, and that was, say, being lazy, I've been thinking about, unfortunately I've been in the Netherlands, and close to me is a university, a special university dealing in geographic systems. geo observation used to be linked with the UN as the International Cartography Institute. If that's an option, I could go there and ask them if they have any idea to develop a typology. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. And what are possible criteria? So that's one option. Another option is, but then we need to just say, maybe we can think of some, in a brainstorming way, what could be possible criteria, or what could be possible, as I discussed in the introduction, what could be possible criteria to distinguish country names, which are relevant in the context of ICANN. Say, historical names is one, full names is one, nicknames is one, and maybe somebody has some other ideas, and we start to list them and see if we can come up with examples in these groups. We don't need to be, that's the good thing of having this typology, you don't need to come up with a full list of all the names in one category. You just need to be sure that all the categories cover all kinds of references or country names. So that's another option. And that's the end of my option. So the floor is open.
Is it too far-fetched to say that, these two letters, CCT two letters, all the combinations are just reserved for CCTLDs? Is that too far-fetched to say?
Yes, well, I'm going to be a bit pedantic. We're not talking about, because what you do, you already apply a policy to a typology by using the word reserve. So in where we are right now is saying we have a category of two letter codes. That's it. It just to be, and we have a category, let me be frank with you and say, we have a category like country names or reference like Holland, because I know that I'm Dutch. And Holland is already, Holland is, can only be used as a new GTLD, because there is no policy. Then you do precisely where we should end up after going through this typology. So the two letter codes is indeed one category or one way of, identifying references to a country.
I think it's a good idea that everyone that hasn't followed the new GTLD process closely take a look in the applicant guidebook on chapter 2 and see on and read these things that's there on geographical names. So then it will be better, give a better understanding on what they think is within the country and territory names category so far. So that is a starting point. And Bart, I have a question for you. You have these 3 points that we shall go through. We will not be discussing the pros and cons on keeping them as they are or using them as GTLDs, etc. That's not in the task we've been given. Because that can enlighten the situation.
I think at the end of the day, when you come up with recommendations, say, and the recommendations are at a very, very high level, in developing recommendations, you end up in pros and cons. But before you get there, you have to have, in my view, a full understanding what we are talking about.
Just for clarification, did you say, I understood you like typology is one, whether or not to use them is two, if you want them as GTLDs or not, and then how to use them as three.
Mm.
No, okay, then I misunderstood.
It's, do you mind, Tony? It's, my, at least that's the way it was drafted. The charter of this group, is we have existing policies. And we will have a typology. And it is, and what I think is, and that was the basic idea, is to see to what extent, if we come up with this typology, if you run them through the policies, just as a simulation, what will happen? And then you have a full understanding of the impact of the policies on this, and only then you can come up with recommendations and on an informed recommendations what you want.
Yes, for the recording, this is Tony Harris. Just looking at the definition of the study group, the objectives, I was wondering if within the context of what we will be looking at, there is any intention towards the use of country names as a TLD in the case of a CCTLD, for example, .tv, I think is used pretty much as a TLD. It's not restricted to citizens of Tuvalu, to my knowledge. And, of course, there are some other more recent examples. It's just a question. I have no objection to this being done at all.
Say, when the study group charter was drafted, this was not in the minds of the drafters. That's what I know, sure. Say, the use... Say say to paraphrase it in my words, what you're referring to is how a CCTLD is used, and what registration policy is used by that CCTLD. This is at the level of ICANN, and maybe that could be the outcome of say what's in the requirements of the current policies. But what you're referring to, that's, for instance, .tv, and you have other examples like .me, the way they are used are defined by the local policies and not by the policies we're looking at.
I understand, but I do think that when they are used in this manner, they are competing in the TLD namespace, and... I don't know if what I think the registrars do have access to sell them. Well, anyhow, it's just a thought. Thank you.
This is Heather Forrest. In terms of your suggestion about the UN, I agree entirely that the applicant guidebook is a good starting place. Another good starting place from outside of ICANN is, in fact, the United Nations group of experts on geographical names, and that information can be had right on the web without having to go very far. And their list has a built-in typology to it. It's not a very complex one. It's not a terribly robust one. But there is a typology there that could at least be a starting point for us. And I have the link on my screen. I can email it around to everyone if that would be easy.
Referring to the UNGEGN
I am
list,
indeed.
Yes.
I am indeed. And they have a list of geographic names. Again, it's not a terribly complex one. It's quite a simple typology with comments attached to it, to the extent that we want to have a bit of a domestic perspective on these things as well. And there's also information in regards to toponymic guidelines, which I think is interesting in light of IDN developments and things of that nature. So toponymic concerns are going to be something we'll have to keep in mind.
And thank you for that suggestion, because I forgot it, and I've been involved in developing the fast track, and especially toponymic expertise is one you might want to look for in this working group. Because that's let's clarify this for those who are not aware. The way it is, if you look at the applicant guidebook and the exemption, how it's formulated, is probably people were not aware of what they've written down. It is 200 and just going for the official name of countries is you have about, I think about 190 countries in the world, real countries, so we don't talk about territories. The unfortunate thing is we have about listed 7,000 living languages. And depends on the list, and this is the most acceptable one. So you end up with if with a complete field of 190 to the power 7,000 of names that you need to check in principle. So that's the bit about the toponymics, etc. Any other suggestions? Yeah, Ron.
First of all, if I can, just a confirmation that what we're discussing is exemptions. We're discussing names that may not be used for TLDs because they are geographic titles. Is that correct?
Not at this stage. It is identifying possibilities or possibilities to identify country names. What you're referring to is already way at the end of the process.
Okay, but that is one of the end results.
Maybe.
My second question, if I may, is it within the purview of this committee to concern itself with languages as an exemption for a TDL? In other words, Dutch, English, French, those words which represent a nation's language, are we involved in that at all?
No, this is only about country names. This is not about languages or script.
Thank you.
Martin?
Martin Bull, nominate. Just a follow-up clarification on that, in that there are certain languages that share the name of countries in certain cases, and I'm assuming that those, the country name, would actually take precedence over any other use. But I'd like confirmation that we would actually see that as being our expectation. Thank you.
That's one of the things I need to check. And you refer to, for instance, the if they're outside of the new GTLD process at this stage, if I understand correctly.
Well, at the moment, if it was a shared name, then wouldn't they be outside the new GTLD process at the first stage? It's just then what would happen when you got later down the process?
Probably, and yes. And put it another way, that's almost the natural deadline for this working group. By then you need to come up with some recommendation. Any other questions at this stage? No? Taking it from here, I think what I will do together with the co-chairs and chairs is come up with, say, a type of typology we have here today and start organizing some calls leading up to Dakar. And say the first one would be again to review the policies which I will send around. The secondly, so it's just an overview, it doesn't need to be, if it's not detailed enough, please let us know, but it's not on copy and paste the whole policy, it's just that we capture what's there. Secondly is we will send some material around regarding a initial steps to get to this typology, and then I think online and at the first conference call or the conference call leading up to Dakar, try to come up with a reasonable typology and see how this applies and what types of name would be grouped under this one. I think we don't have to be that we have to have a complete overview of all the names under each typology. You have to have a couple of very, very good examples that describe the edges of the typology and what are the main threats. Yes, so we got activities, and we will send around, and I figure, given the holiday season, that we reconvene around somewhere end of August with say, conference calls leading up to the Dakar meeting, so that you have a bit of a line of expectations where you can receive stuff. So it will not be next week. Other business, Martin?
Can I just, if we're looking to reconvene end of August, note that there is the IGF in September. I would be grateful if you could try and avoid overlapping with that.
Yeah.
May I, because I come from the GNSO and I don't know many of you, and I've also mentioned letters IPC, and I don't want there to be a misunderstanding that I represent any particular IP interest. The reason the GNSO has asked me to be here is I will next month submit a PhD thesis on geographic names, their treatment in international law, and their treatment in DNS policy, and the book will be published later in the year, and I don't say that by way of advertisement. But just so there's no misunderstanding in terms of my representing particular IP interests, I'm here as an expert in their treatment in international law. So,
first of all, noted, and secondly, and maybe that's one of the differences between CCTLD, CCNSO working groups and GNSO working groups, it doesn't matter what your background is.
Respond quickly. Nevertheless, if I might be of use to anyone, given the background, I'm happy to do that, and I'm happy to roll up the sleeves.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Any other questions? If not, thank you very much for attending this meeting. Those who haven't been at this meeting or who have not been subscribed to the email list, please contact Gabby.